You are listening to Time for Three, a daily biblical devotional for couples brought to you by Sam and Debbie Wood of Family Fortress Ministries. You can purchase a printed copy of Time for Three at familyfortress.org.
April 20th, don't let them slip. Our scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things. Through him also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." And to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. At the end of a demanding day, do you ever pause to reflect and realize how little you thought about the Lord, much less relied upon him? The power of his word slip away from us as we are engulfed with routine busyness. The scriptures for today remind us how our majestic holy God communicates with mankind. In the past, he proclaimed through his prophets, but now he speaks through his Son. Like a lawyer who extols the qualifications of his expert witness in order to move jurors to pay attention and accept what they hear, the author of Hebrews recites the divine credentials of Jesus. If believers trusted the authority of the prophets, mere humans, enough to acknowledge the message God spoke through them, how much more should we embrace the words of the one who purifies us from our sins, possesses the power to sustain the universe, and radiates the glory of God? The author continues to exalt the uniqueness of Jesus by contrasting his superior attributes to those of angels. Angels magnificently serve like flames of fire. But King Jesus rules forever in righteousness. He is the Creator who never changes and sits in a position of honor bestowed by God Himself. His preeminence demands that we heed what God communicates through Him. If we daily take time to worship and embrace the overwhelming credentials of the Son of God, we will be compelled to pay attention to His words of life. If we fail to do this, His gospel message and the impact it has on us and how we respond to our spouses and families will drift from us. Ponder His magnificence as you read His word today. Don't let His truth slip away.
If you are blessed by these daily podcast devotions, please consider joining our ministry team by making a donation of $2 per month on our ministry website at familyfortress.org or on our ministry app. In appreciation of your support, you will receive a free printed copy of our book, What is Marriage? Family Fortress Ministries is a nonprofit focused on enriching families through biblical teaching. More resources are available at familyfortress.org and on the Family Fortress Ministries app, which can be downloaded from the App Store or Google Play. Thank you for your support, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.